Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're on a very specific mission. We are moving beyond hope, luck, and, you know, just raw prediction.
Especially when the stakes are high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like in fields like DeFi trading or really any complex investing,
mm-hmm.
we're here because, you know, that just relying on motivation or trying to time the market, it's a recipe for burnout and for failure.
That's absolutely right. Our goal today is to synthesize a whole stack of sources, really. We're combining the hard-won discipline from, you know, market legends with the clarity of modern behavioral science.
To give you an operational manual.
Yes, we're not looking for tips. We're looking for foundational habits that create systematic, automatic success. We want to move from just hoping for profit to, well, to effectively engineering it.
Okay, let's unpack this. And I want to hit you with the central mathematical engine behind this philosophy right away.
Mm.
We're talking about finding the crucial tiny 1% daily improvement.
You have to compound into something extraordinary.
Yeah.
This is the difference between just surviving a year in the market and truly dominating it.
It's amazing how counterintuitive the math is when you apply it to, you know, human performance.
It really is. Most people think, okay, 1% better daily, I'll be 365% better, maybe 4 times better by the end of the year.
But that's not how compounding works.
Not at all. It's explosive.
It's truly exponential. And the sources, they just lay out the cold, hard math. If you get just 1% better in your research, your emotional control, your risk management, every single day.
Compounded over 365 days.
You will be 37.78 times better over the course of a year. That's almost a 3,800% improvement.
And that kind of advantage is what you build a career on. It separates the people who consistently find opportunities from, well, everyone else. It confirms the whole premise. Success is about the system you install, not the one brilliant trade you happen to make.
So if the goal is systematic improvement, where do we even begin? The first critical step has to be an identity shift, right?
Absolutely. You have to internalize this philosophical foundation right away. Excellence is a habit, not an act.
You're not excellent because you made one winning trade. You're excellent because of the dozens of disciplined actions you took before that trade ever happened.
And this takes us back to some of the classic figures of trading discipline, like Jesse Livermore. He basically turned the whole idea of market participation on its head. He didn't see losses or even wins as just these random events.
Right. He famously treated every trade, especially the losing ones, as paying tuition to the market.
It's such a powerful frame. It costs you money, but you must extract the knowledge. It's an expensive education, and if you don't take notes, you failed the course.
So he didn't just passively experience the market. He actively interrogated it daily.
Precisely. And this daily interrogation, it forms the basis of what we can call the daily market tuition practice. It turns random market noise into systematic, actionable education.
And we have the 4 specific questions he used. They're fantastic anchors for self-reflection. The first two are sort of essential observational checks.
Question 1, what did I learn about myself today? This is crucial. It separates your personal biases, your mood, your overconfidence from the actual market reality.
And question 2.
What did I learn about the market today? This forces both macro and micro analysis. You're looking for patterns, for shifts.
When you move into accountability, which is always the hardest part. Question 3, what mistake did I avoid or make? It's just an honest look at your execution.
And finally, the future-focused one. How can I be 1% better tomorrow? If you answer those 4 questions honestly every single day, you are consistently debugging your own operational algorithm. You stop repeating mistakes.
And you start stacking those 1% improvements. And if we connect this to the present, these questions help us categorize the entire landscape of DeFi success.
Exactly. We can now identify the 4 essential habit categories we need to install to support that 37.78 times growth.
And those pillars are?
Research and analysis, decision-making, emotional regulation, and learning and adaptation. The goal is to build specific short habits for each one.
Okay, let's start with the first and probably most overwhelming one for people. Research and analysis. The majority of investors I talk to just feel swamped by noise.
Oh, completely. How do you build a systematic research habit that avoids burnout but still compounds your knowledge?
So what's the answer?
Well, the source material suggests a phenomenal structure. The 20-minute DeFi morning briefing. It breaks research down into 4 precise, manageable 5-minute blocks. The key here is you have to stick to the time box.
20 minutes. That's it. That's less time than most people spend scrolling Twitter. So how do we spend those 4 blocks?
Block 1, 5 minutes, market overview. This is just looking at the big anchors, Bitcoin and Ethereum. and checking total value locked, or TVL, across the ecosystem.
And for anyone who doesn't know, TVL is just the total value of assets staked or locked in DeFi protocols. It's a key health metric.
Right. And you also check, say, the three major news headlines. That's it.
Okay, so that forces you to understand the macro weather. What's next?
Block two, another 5 minutes. Portfolio review. You check for overnight changes to your existing holdings and scan for protocol updates, governance votes, anything related to what you already own. This is pure defense.
Now block three.
5 minutes on scanning opportunities. This is offense. You check your predetermined watch list and scan for new developments or protocols that might be worth a deeper look later on.
And the final 5 minutes.
Block four, learning input. This is where you get the compounding effect. You read just one quality DeFi article or research report. That single focused read a day means 365 articles absorbed over a year.
That is massive. And you can supplement that with the weekly deep dive habit.
Yes, a Sunday ritual, ideally. You pick one new protocol, commit to really researching it using reports from places like Messari or Bankless, and you update your knowledge base. This moves you from reactive trading to proactive investing.
That structure is great. Okay, on to category two, decision making. This is the moment of execution, right? Where emotion so often hijacks logic.
It really does. So to install a firewall there, we use the 5-minute pre-decision protocol. Before you click execute on any trade, you have to run this quick 5-point checklist. It forces logic onto that excitement.
Okay, what's step one?
First, check your state. You literally rate your emotional condition from 1 to 10. You have to acknowledge if you're operating from fear, greed, or boredom. If you're a 9 on excitement, you stop.
That's key. Just acknowledging the bias is the first defense.
Then review your thesis. Can you explain the whole decision in one clear sentence? If you can't, it's too fuzzy. You're not ready.
Step three must be risk.
Assess the risk. What is the maximum dollar amount you can lose? That number has to exist before the trade happens.
And step four.
Define your exit strategy. Where will you take profit and where will you cut your losses? It has to be mechanical. And finally, the critical fifth step. Ensure rule compliance. Does this decision follow your trading constitution? If it violates a rule you wrote when you were calm, you abort the mission.
It sounds like a layer of red tape you put up on purpose, just to slow yourself down.
It is. It's designed to create just enough friction for the rational brain to take over. And within this, we find the vital habit of position sizing. You cannot decide position size in the heat of the moment.
Why is that so crucial to automate?
Because excitement and fear drastically warp how you perceive risk. When you're excited, you think you can afford to lose more. When you're scared, you size down too much and miss the move. The system demands you use a formula. It removes the human element from the size equation entirely.
Excellent. Okay, category three, emotional regulation. If the markets are, you know, inherently volatile, how can we build a habit around controlling something we can't control?
We don't. We only focus on controlling our internal response. And this is handled by the micropause technique. It's a simple 10-second mental reset.
10 seconds. That feels way too short to stop a strong urge to panic sell or FOMO into a spike. How does that actually work psychologically?
It works because emotional reactions are rapid physiological impulses. The micropause creates a gap, a moment of conscious awareness that lets your prefrontal cortex, your rational brain, regain control. You stop, you take one deep breath, and then you ask yourself two questions.
And what are those questions?
First, what outcome am I hoping for right now? This forces self-awareness. And second, you remind yourself of the truth. I cannot control market outcomes. The only thing you can control is your response. That 10-second ritual is surprisingly good at hijacking the panic cycle.
I love that, hijacking the impulse. And the sources show how these individual habits get so much stronger when they're linked together. That's habit stacking, right?
Exactly. We anchor the new habit to an existing routine. So the morning stack. After I pour my coffee, which is automatic, I check the DeFi markets. After I check the markets, I review my portfolio.
And the pre-trade stack is your ultimate defense layer. Before I make any decision, I rate my emotional state. After I rate my emotions, I review my thesis. It forces compliance.
So now that we have the philosophy and the specific habits, the conversation has to turn to installation. How do you actually get these systems running?
And before you build new habits, you have to audit the existing landscape.
Non-negotiable. You need a data-driven understanding of yourself. Map your positive habits, log their impact on your P&L, your profit and loss.
And just as important, identify your negative habits. Log their frequency, what they cost you, and their precise trigger.
This audit then lets you answer the foundational keystone habit question. We hear this term a lot. What exactly is a keystone habit?
It's the single practice, if you implement it perfectly, that would cause a domino effect. It would pull all the other good habits up with it.
For a trader, maybe it's that 20-minute morning briefing, because better research improves conviction, which then lowers your emotional volatility. If you can master that one keystone, everything else gets easier.
It's the lever that moves the whole system.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's jump into applying the four laws of habit creation, starting with law one. Make it obvious. This is all about environment design.
Yes. You have to optimize your digital and physical environment to favor discipline. That means digital optimization, removing price widgets from your phone screen to stop obsessive checking, or physically posting your trading consultation where you can see it.
And we pair that with implementation intentions, a key concept.
It's a specific commitment statement that removes all the friction of deciding when and where. So instead of, I'll do research, you say, I will scan my emotional state at 8:30 a.m. in my trading chair. Specificity is everything.
Law two is make it attractive, which is all about motivation design, making the necessary work appealing. Temptation bundling is the secret here, I think.
It is. You link a necessary habit with something you already want to do. So after I complete my morning research, I get to check crypto Twitter for a 10-minute limit. You earn the pleasure by doing the work first.
We also need to build excitement around the discipline itself.
Mm.
The sources talk about the 5-minute pre-trading power ritual.
This ritual anchors your identity. It involves reviewing your best trade ever, a success anchor, reading a quote from someone like Livermore, stating your identity statement, I am a patient, disciplined trader, and visualizing perfect execution. It primes your mind.
Then law three, make it easy. Friction reduction. The greatest killer of new habits is just the energy it takes to start.
So you fight that with the 2-minute habit starts principle. You have to reduce the friction until resistance is basically zero. If your goal is a 30-minute research session, the 2-minute version is just opening the document and reading the summary.
So the goal isn't to finish the task.
No, the goal is just to start the task perfectly. Once you start, inertia often carries you forward. But if starting is too big a hurdle, you'll never even begin.
And finally, law four, make it satisfying. The reward system. Since market rewards are delayed and unpredictable, you need an immediate feedback loop.
This is where the daily scorecard comes in. You gamify your discipline. Assign points. 3 points for using the position calculator. 2 points for journaling all your trades. You set a weekly goal, say 65 points, and link that to a reward, like earning the right to explore risky new protocols for fun on the weekend.
This systematic installation brings us to the commitment phase, the 66-day habit installation challenge, because it takes time for a habit to become automatic.
The sources cite an average of 66 days, and you have to commit to it in 3 distinct phases. Days 1 through 22 are the foundation phase. Your only focus is consistency. Just show up. Consistency beats intensity every time.
Then days 23 through 44 is the optimization phase.
Right. Now you refine the process, improve the quality. You only add complexity after consistency is rock solid.
And finally, days 45 through 66 is the automation phase.
At this point, the behavior should feel effortless. You feel weird if you don't do it. It's fully installed in your operational identity.
But systems fail. We have to caution you, the listener, about the common failure points that will sabotage this journey.
The first is the perfectionism trap, starting way too big, saying, I'll research for 2 hours every day instead of I'll read one article. The system has to be durable, not impressive.
Then there's the motivation trap, relying on the excitement of potential profit to sustain you. Motivation is fleeting. The system has to work when you're bored or losing.
And the devastating all-or-nothing trap. You miss one day and you decide the whole thing is broken and you give up. No. If you miss a day, you just get back to it immediately. The rule is never miss twice.
And the last one.
The complexity trap. Trying to change 10 habits at once. Focus always beats fragmentation.
So what does this all mean for you right now? The assignment is simple. It's targeted and it's powerful. Your first step is not to overhaul your entire life.
No. The assignment is to pick one keystone habit, track it religiously, and do not attempt to expand or stack anything until you have completed 7 consecutive days of perfect execution of that one single habit. Mastery starts with one domino.
Your success in these high-stakes fields, it doesn't come from mastering the market's volatility. It comes from mastering yourself through these ironclad systems, the 20-minute routine, the pre-trade checklist, the 66-day protocol. You build the system, and the success follows.
And remember the most powerful principle from these sources, something to really challenge you tonight. You don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems.
Identify your one keystone habit, commit to the 66-day journey, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.